An unemployment reading falls to a two-year low.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Labor Department reported today first-time jobless claims fell last week by 24,000, and the four-week average is at its lowest level since September of 2008, since before the financial crisis, a hopeful sign for the nation's high unemployment rate. Economist Richard DeKayser is with the Parthenon Group in Boston.
All of this is directionally very encouraging. The problem is we're going in the right direction, but we haven't arrived. We're not by any stretch of the imagination in a normal labor market. The jobless rate, for example, at 9.6% still makes it very tough for workers to negotiate salary increases and feel secure in their positions.
We also got word today from GM, General Motors, that the automaker earned almost $2 billion in revenue in the past 3 months. That compares to the more than $1 billion, the $1 billion it lost in the same period last year. The results should help GM as it takes a shot at becoming a public company again. It's expected to issue its initial public offering next week. Marketplace's Elisa Roth covers the automotive sector for us, and she's with us live from our studio in New York to talk about it. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So how did GM make this much money?
It is pretty impressive, especially because, as you were saying, they were doing so badly not that long ago. There are a couple of things here. First, the bankruptcy in 2009 was essentially a do-over. Among other things, it let GM erase its debt. Also, the company's been working for years to minimize health costs. But the CEO said more recently, GM has really been cutting costs, it's improved its balance sheet, and it's generating cash. Now, that said, even the CEO acknowledged that GM still has work to do. It's still losing money in Europe, and it needs to do a better job marketing vehicles in North America.
Now, we talked about GM going public soon. Will these results help in that category?
Oh, definitely. GM has been thinking about the IPO pretty much since it came out of bankruptcy a year ago. Michael Robinet is an analyst at IHS Automotive, which is a consulting firm.
Oh, certainly GM has been very focused for the last number of quarters to really get themselves ready for an IPO, to get their finances in shape and certainly show that they can be a very profitable company going forward.
So that's how GM's going to market itself. The big question is still whether it can sell enough shares at a high enough price for taxpayers to get their money back.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
The U.S. trade gap shrank in September. That's the disparity between how much this country imports and how much it exports. And trade will be a sticking point at the G20 summit that starts tomorrow in South Korea. It had looked like a gathering of countries ganging up on China. But after last week's Federal Reserve decision to pump new money into the global economy, everyone's pointing fingers now at the United States. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with us from Shanghai to sort it all out. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Steve.
After the Fed began printing all this money, the quantitative easing, as it were, a lot of countries were pretty mad. What about China?
They didn't like it either. You'd think that China would want to send Ben Bernanke a thank you card for redirecting the anger away from Beijing's currency policies, but no such luck. The U.S. seems to have become the new official scapegoat. But this whole blame game could be dangerous. I spoke with Arthur Kroeber today. He's an economist here in China. He thinks all this political posturing might derail the whole summit.
The G20 is supposed to get beyond the search for scapegoats and towards a sort of mature coordination of macroeconomic policies. And so that's the question. Will they do that, or will they just sit around blaming each other?
So let's say, Rob, that they stop pointing fingers and actually try to work something out. What's it going to look like?
Well, for economic policymakers in both the U.S. and China, here's the underlying issue. China produces too much and consumes too little, and the U.S. has the opposite problem. And that's created a huge trade imbalance, and it's getting bigger, according to trade figures that came out today from the Chinese government. If China and the U.S. could come out of these meetings with an agreement to diminish that imbalance, then they might just be able to save what could be a pretty ugly summit.
Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now about 0.5% on average. The S&P down and NASDAQ the same, about 0.5%. The Dow off 56 points at 11,290. Shares in Europe are lower by about 1.5%, and Asian markets were mixed today. Sentencing is expected today in Los Angeles federal court for Bruce Karatz, the former CEO of KB Home, was convicted of fraud in a stock backdating scandal. Now, the judge has to decide whether Karatz will go to prison or just get house arrest. And by house, we mean his home in Bel Air, California.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE.
Interested in a 100-year-old riverboat? You have a few more hours to act on the SS Admiral, the icon of St. Louis, which is up for grabs on eBay. From St. Louis Public Radio, Adam Allington explains why.
Since its maiden voyage in 1907, the Admiral's worn a variety of hats, including railroad ferry, pleasure cruiser, disco, and finally casino. Prior to the arch, the Admiral was among the biggest attractions on the St. Louis riverfront, but those days are long gone. The casino closed in June, and its furnishings are being sold.
It's a part of the tradition of the river that we don't throw things away, we just keep finding new ways to use them.
Bill Klein is a consultant overseeing the removal of the Admiral from its riverside berth. Some in St. Louis still cling to hope that the ship might be reborn once again as a museum. But in this economy, Klein says scrap value may be the Admiral's biggest asset.
You know, at some point, it's not a ship anymore. And I guess in my mind, it's when she doesn't have a crew, she doesn't have a soul. And when she doesn't have a propulsion system, she doesn't have a heart. The heart and soul of this vessel left a long time ago.
The buy it now price on eBay lists the Admiral at $1.5 million. The bidding closes at noon Central Time. However, if the offers aren't high enough, a live auction will be held later today. In St. Louis, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.
And finally, AAA's Foundation for Traffic Safety is out with a new study. It says 11% of drivers admitted to falling asleep at the wheel in the last year. It's a pretty scary thought. Almost makes you want that cell phone to ring. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Unemployment in Ireland is nearly 14%, so facing long odds against getting a job, the young and ambitious are getting out.
There's a sense at home that if you had a job, that you should have been happy to have a job and happy to stay in it. But really, that wasn't enough for me.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Celtic Tiger, tamed. That story, the rest of the day's business news, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.